Savonga celebrated a successful whale strike earlier this week, just as the 2012 whale season is coming to a close, and the bowhead could be one for the record books. KNOM's Margaret DeMaribus reports.
Onlookers gathered in Savonga yesterday to watch the community's last whale of the season get moved toward the beach. Estimates are showing this could be one of the biggest whales caught in Savonga, and it is requiring a lot of strength by both man and machine to move it out of the water. George Nunguk is from Savonga. He is the chairman of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission and is a representative for the Alaska Commission in the international whaling arena. Nunguk says that a technique has been devised to estimate a whale's length by measuring flukes and jawbone. He says this technique is based on documented samples and measurements from bowhead whales harvested in Alaska whaling communities.
Probably safe to say that with the measurement of flukes being over 21 feet, you take that and multiply that by three and get an estimate around 63 feet.
Nunguk says Captain Frederick Kingikuk and his crew struck the whale just before daybreak on Tuesday. Community members were busy trying to roll it to shore yesterday after the flukes sheared during the initial attempt to pull it out of the water. They had worked late into the night Tuesday and continued efforts yesterday. Nunguk says it may take a while.
Earlier today, they were able to make a ramp out to the whale, and that's what we're trying to do right now, to roll it over. If we can roll it over, the D9 tractor can probably roll it in so people can work on it.
He says communities are dependent upon bowhead whales and explains the importance of subsistence hunting.
I think number one is the food, security. The bowhead whale is central for most of our whaling communities in Alaska, and it's very important for them to get the bowhead so they can feed their communities and families.
He also shares the many ways hunting impacts community members.
Culturally, mentally, physically, it's important. Biologically, it's important. So all those factors combined makes it a very important resource.
Nunguk emphasizes that bowhead whales are a shared quota and a shared resource, a practice that's always happened with whaling in Alaskan communities.
KNOM's Margaret DeMaribus reporting from Savonga.